Now Mobile.
Home Rusty and Gerald TR.
Get out of my parking place. I'm halfway backed out. Somebody on the other row started backing out at me.
Most dangerous place on earth, I think.
World. And where I parked, there was a car sitting across from me. And its engine was running, lady sitting in the passenger seat. I could tell the engine was running because their running lights were on. And I was in there for about 20 minutes, and I come back out, and the lady's still sitting there with the engine running. So I guess somebody's got a lot of money to burn.
Oh, I never did figure out how much gas the car used while it was idling, to be honest with you, Rusty. But it's not a good policy. Personally, if I go in and Bernice don't, and it's real cold, I'll leave her idle.
Idle for a minute or two, and then shut it off, and then maybe start it back up again if I'm waiting on something. But I don't leave it sitting there running the whole time. And particularly if I get early someplace where I've got an appointment, and I've got to wait, and there's no place inside for me to wait, I'll usually sit out in the car. And so, anyway. But it is what it is, and I'm headed back to the house, and just trying to get things done, as they say, you know. It's looking, well, I got some blue sky out here today, right now. A little bit of blue sky, believe it or not, in spots, and some sunshine. Of course, the sunshine is mostly up on top of the clouds. It's not down here where I am.
Roger, I'm still sitting here. Sorting cards, and found out that Southern Sudan has been deleted, so that one don't count. I've got several that way.
9 different cards. I think 9 or 10 different cards for countries that have been deleted. So, you know, that's from when I first got my, you know, my general class license so I could get on HF and everything. So that's from many years ago, 20-some years ago, when the bands were, you know, wide open. So, but it is what it is. And I got some confirmations through Logbook of the World that are at least 4 in there that I know that are no longer valid.
Yeah, they tried to do that to... It was either Midway or Wake Island, and then they changed their mind. And that really ticked me off, because I've been to both of those islands.
Either, but I have worked somebody on Midway, and I worked somebody on Wake Island, but I never got a confirmation, never got a card from that one. But the Midway, I've got a Midway card somewhere back in, somewhere back in my stack of cards, and that I've got to find. I'm missing some. I know I've got a box. It's not a big box, but it's got a couple hundred cards in it that were cards that I was using for ARRL awards and things that, but don't know exactly where it is right now. W2T Mobile.
They're teeny tiny little rocks. I remember going into, I think it was Wake. One of them's first, Midway or Wake. I think it's Wake. And I didn't even see it on my radar because I, you know, we was all taking it easy. We were just flying across the Pacific. And the captain said, come on up here, Rouse. And I went up front and he says, look down there. There was a big rock with a runway alongside the water, and that was it. And we just spent the night there and refueled and flew on.
One time was part of a squadron that flew into Midway, and they spent 2 weeks there and then flew out. And so they had a little bit of time to see the entire rock, you know?
Just a kid of about 19 years old, I didn't realize how important the history was there. I, of course, heard of it, but, you know, didn't mean as much to us then, and, oh, I wish I had that opportunity again. just to see some of the stuff there. I don't know if those are brave people or brave scared people or brave trapped people, but kudos to them, I'll tell you. I'd have hated to have been trapped on that little sucker with, I forget, 7 Japanese carriers coming in at them.
It would have been a little bit intimidating, to say the least, and I'm sure. But, yeah, my sister ended up there after she became an aircraft hull tech and was assigned to a squadron. Before that, she had been an air traffic controller. And, of course, they send those to airports and carriers and things like that, so they don't end up getting a lot of, you know. But as a part of a squadron, support group of the squadron, she went to some interesting places. She even spent 4 or 5 months in Reykjavik, so, you know, she's been a few places, as they say.
Yeah, those people like that get to go a lot. We did too. Let me see. Wake Island is KH-9. And I worked it on 15 and 17, apparently. I was looking for Afghanistan. I got a card here from T6T. And, gosh, I don't know how many years ago it was. And I can't find that. The right call letters for the dang thing. And that's all it says, Tango 6, Tango, Kabul, Afghanistan. But they don't list a T6T here, so I guess I'll have to look for it.
Yeah, you'll have to go up on QRZ and look for it there. You might find it there. They have a lot of unique call signs that are still up there.
I'll just do that.
At home that I didn't know where it supposedly was from, and I had a strange call, and I couldn't find it in my log, but I had the card for it, and I went looking, and then I found out, finally found it, but I had to go to QRZ to see what it was actually for, so anyway, but it turned out to be a card that I could use, and it got sent to ARRL to be certified, you know, or took it to a card checker and got it certified, so it's good to go, and things like that. Oh, well, I'm up to 193 countries confirmed now, out of 217 that I've worked. How about that?
Good, Rusty. All mine are at home, and all mine are on CW or sideband, and I've got 298, and I have two more here at least that will make 300, but I don't even know Paul's checking cards now because of this COVID stuff.
Well, somebody else has been certified recently as a card checker, along with Paul, someone else in our sphere of things, and I forgot who it is now. And I don't think it was K4SV, I don't think so, but it might have been. But I knew somebody else had been certified as a card checker. But anyway, well, like I said, these are confirmed on Logbook of the World. I think I got two at home that would probably need to get cards sent, get confirmed, but I haven't, you know, I'm not going to push it for two cards to get two cards checked and sent in. But, yeah, I got to update my, update stuff on ARRL and send them a fee, and I've now got qualified for DXCC on two bands. My general DXCC is overall, but I've now completed DXCC on two bands, so I'm qualified to get a certificate for the band ones too now. I'll just have to see what I'm going to do about that.
And Gerald T.R. look like there's much going on out there on the bands, I'll tell you, and that digital stuff. I wish they didn't list those on QRZN, or we could filter them out. It just makes it more confusing for people that don't do that.
I heard somebody else saying something about that the other day, and Well, I have arrived back at the house, and go inside and get ready, get a few things done, and get me a snack, because I got a Zoom meeting that starts at 1 o'clock and will run from 1 to 3, and then I won't get lunch till after that. So let me go inside and see what the dog's up to, and we'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now, Tom.
Okay, Rusty, you have a good day, and I got to go down and see what Bernice is doing. This is N0TR, clear for now.
W4NGU.
How you doing today? A beautiful day out there. It's a little chilly, 43 degrees, what I'm showing.
It felt colder than it's felt this year to me, and I had quite a bit of ice frost on the windshield.
On the pumpkin up here on the mountain, too, if you want to call it that, at 935 feet. Shooting, we're at the top of the hill, though. Feels like a mountain. Well, our fescue's finally starting to go dormant out here, so I guess I won't have to mow grass in January.
I want to rake some leaves for my dad at some point. My parents, they've got a bunch of leaves in the backyard they want to get out of, and so I'll have to do that before long, but it's a little too cool for that right now.
Created a monster out front. We put some rocks in front of the whistles under the driveway to slow the erosion down. Well, guess what? That caught leaves, so we went out yesterday and picked up some leaves out of the ditch because it'll kill the grass in that area. Yeah, but it wasn't very much. It just filled one trash bag. But there's always a reaction to every action.
Did AT&T ever straighten up their pole?
Well, so the kids come over a couple of months ago, and Amy, I think she can push like almost 500 pounds with her feet. So her and Scott, my son-in-law, went out there, and they just pushed it back up straight. I guess I'll have to throw some rocks down there to keep it straight. Obviously, they left enough slack that it didn't rip the wires out of the ground anyways. But I just quit trying to get in touch with them. I thought it would rain on them.
Their policy is if it's still working, we got to spend our money elsewhere.
Probably lean back about 30 to 45 degrees. It was that old boy, I don't know how in God's name he managed to back clear across the road, clear across the entrance to a driveway, and come over and hit the telephone pole and the telephone gear probably 10 feet from the ditch that he went past. And if he went in that ditch, he wouldn't have went anywhere.
Been drinking something that had influenced his judgment. Who knows? Well, Steve lost his dog yesterday. That was a good dog. I loved that dog. Did you know about Harry?
I hear that. Dogs get to be like family members almost. And that's sad. Did it get hit by a car or just pass away?
Steve had to take him to the vet. He had just reached the end of the road. He was a Whippet. And I think they live about 10 to 14 years as an old Whippet, or 8 to 10 years. And Steve's was about 14 or something. But, man, that was the skinniest dog I ever saw in my life. He said it was down to about 19 pounds from its usual 35, but you could see its ribs at 35 and pounds. But animals can tell that I like them, and Harry liked me from the first, and I was sorry that Steve had to lose him. He was a good rascal.
we had Minnie, our dog. She was an English pointer. My daughter got her when she was going to college, Amy, and sneaked her in at night. And I told her bird dogs don't belong in the house. They're like a mule in a china shop and a bull in the china shop. And she trained it to go out and all, and never had a problem with her. And when she went off to Michigan to intern and that, and to a job later on, it broke my heart if she took that dog. And we had her till she was around 14 years old. And oh boy, that's a big loss.
For setters, we had about 23 over the years, counting some litters. And we had two of the parents for 15 years each. And that's getting to be old for a bigger dog. But I love those Irish setters.
Phil, when I was a teenager, my friend up in Kansas that I hunted with, his mom and dad and him had two Irish setters. And we hunted quail over those. And Bridget was the name of one of them, I remember. And Kelly, I think, was the other one. And they did a fine job. They stayed in close. They didn't range out like a pointer does. And they kind of bred the hunting out of them, I think. But I don't know that to be a fact. But at any rate, you'd spend about 2 hours picking cockle burrs out of them after each hunt, but they were wonderful dogs.
Yeah, they were high-spirited. We had had ours registered. Princess Sean of Adelaide and Lady Shillelagh of Deerfield. And if they thought they were loose, man, you blink your eye and they'd be in the next county. And we had company one day and said, oh, I'll put the dog out on the chain. And he went outside with the dog and came back. And I went outside a few minutes later to get the dog. And he didn't know anything about hooking it on the chain. He just let it out. But the dog was standing there thinking it was chained.
You're lucky. Minnie, I could kill her at times. If she got loose, it was 2, 3, 4 miles. I mean, and this was in town, and she'd run for the shop yards over where my dad was a railroader. It was open fields, and there was no way in heck you was going to catch that dog. And she'd come back down 3 or 4 blocks and come out on 10th Street, and we'd be waiting on her, and oh, gosh, you just didn't let her loose when she was young. As she got older, you could take her over to the churchyard next door and let her run, and she was just fine. But even then, if she decided that she was going to make a run for it, every time you get near her, she'd take off and run again.
Well, get loose. Wow. One of our dogs, one time we had a storage room in the back of the garage, you know, and had a shelf about 2 feet from the ceiling. And I went out one day and I thought the dog had gotten away and looked up and she was sitting on that shelf. And to this day, we've never figured out how she got up there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you. Well, I can look into the front room here from the kitchen and see Minnie's ashes on the shelf in there. That's how dear she was to us. And my daughter, she had several dogs, and oh boy, just likes to kill her when she loses one. And she lost one to cancer this year, and they got another one. It looks like the pit bull that was on the Little Rascals with that eye patch and all, and it's the cutest little thing you ever seen, but is not supposed to be a pit bull.
Yeah, I've got two cats we cremated, and one of them I had 21 years, and I guess the other one about 5 years. It was a rescue, and we cremated, and we had several Irish setters on my parents' property, and mother said, you know, we're just getting too many animals here, and where I live now, as you know, is commercial property, and I don't want it dug up later. So we cremated these cats, and I've still got their ashes, and that suited me pretty good. That was a pretty good alternate way.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you for sure, it's nice. You can still keep them with you someplace. And she affected our lives forever. Bernice had never had a dog inside. She was a farm girl, so I took her off the farm at 18. And, you know, dogs didn't belong in the house. And that was a new experience for her, but Minnie just spoiled her to death.
You can get way attached to them, like a child, like a member of the family when you have them that long. Somebody asked me, were there animals in heaven? And the answer is, yes. There were horses it described in heaven in the book of Revelation. But the question is, you know, do all animals, are they in heaven? They don't have a soul. But, I got run over here by a car. I lost my train of thought. So there are horses. There were some horses, but the question is, were just those two horses brought to heaven? Or all animals? I don't know, but I choose to believe that they'll be up there.
If I don't change my ways, I'll probably never make it, though, Phil.
What was that last sentence?
Change my ways, I'll probably never make it.
Oh, me. Well, wonder if we're going to get any more than a dusting of snow in the morning, even if that, or is it supposed to be just in North Carolina? I haven't been listening to the reports for the last day or two.
Yeah, I got to switch over from streaming and go over to the news. There'll be some weather. As far as I know, we're borderline right here, and they're calling for some snow and possibly freezing rain early in the morning and then dissipating.
I'd like to have a little weather we can see occasionally. By the way, that Wyndham is really working well. I'm hearing things I never dreamed of, and so that I put it right where I told you, in proximity to that power line. And I don't believe it's caused a problem. I've had lower, much lower noise than I ever had on that vertical. So, you know, I've got a 42-foot 2x4 tower supporting it. It's nice that it's non-metallic, but I didn't get a chance to paint it. And sooner or later, ice is going to split it up, and I didn't put it up even thinking it was going to be a permanent thing, but I guess since it's working well, I need to consider putting up something there that's a little more permanent to support it.
That's working for you. I'll tell you, I'm just tickled to death with mine. 99 times out of 100, if I hear them, I can work them, and it just works really great. And then I wish I had the terrain you did. I'd have a long beverage, but it's long. As far as I'm concerned, it's 200 and some feet long. And that's the next thing you need. Wow. It's better than any speaker that Steve might tell you about. I'll tell you, that beverage is the way to go, and I think ND7J will tell you exactly the same thing.
And I'll tell you, if you don't have the real estate, that K9AY, I believe that's the call, that's kind of a small antenna, but it has quite a bit of directivity and low noise. Have you heard of that?
He was having trouble with his last week. He said he was going to get K4SV over there to help him check it out. Bill's got one, and I've heard their experience has been positive. But you got to have a pretty good-sized pocketbook to buy one of those things.
you can't put a beverage in every direction unless you've got a lot of acreage. And that thing can electronically switch around. It's a pretty cool concept. But, you know, my question is when the electronics quit working, and they have to be outside, I think, at the antenna, you might have a problem getting it worked on.
Once more, Phil.
Who's going to work on the electronics part of it for you?
No, but I haven't looked at those in a long time, but I thought that was $800 or $900, aren't they?
Yeah, one time they were $300, but they keep going up and up and up. And but it's a pretty effective antenna, especially for the compact way it is.
What do they physically look like, Phil? This is Gerald Teal.
Well, it's been a while since I looked at it, but it's kind of like a couple of delta loops phased in different ways, or maybe three of them, I think. But it's not a big antenna at all. I mean, it's bobs. The bottom of it almost touches the ground, and the top of it, I don't know. I don't think it's even 20 feet tall.
Does it take up? You've seen my backyard. Would it go out there?
You could put up 20 of them.
Well, that sounds interesting. Well, I'll tell you what. This one is aimed at 034 degrees. So if you can just put up one, point it in that direction, and it just works incredibly good. Almost every time, and the noise level is it goes from intolerable to tolerable instantly.
Ask on your Wyndham, I know it has a directional tendency, but is it anything significant? I know Bill has got two, one time he had them at right angles, had two of them, try to maintain an omnidirectional pattern when he needed it, but do you find it to be directional at all?
I'm sure it is. K4SB, he stuck his nose up at it and said, oh, it's got lobes and all over it. But once in a while I'll hear something on the super loop a little better than on it. But Bill's got 14 antennas down there at one time. So he is definitely the one to go to on that. Mine is going from northeast to southwest, and seems to be just great. So I just can't say anything bad about it.
So it's directional broadside like a dipole?
I would say that's as close as you could get to it. I haven't looked at that in a long time, Phil, so I'd be the last one to talk to, I think. I'm an appliance operator. I just know that it works, and it works good. And I'd say it's a little more effective than my super loop most of the time.
Well, I know conversely, the beverage is directional off the ends, which I find interesting. And somebody told me the technical reason for that, but I've forgotten it right now.
When Bob and the guys come over, when we put it up, he took out his app and his phone there, and the north end of it is pointed 034 degrees. And it's mostly about 6 foot, the highest point might be 8 or 9 feet high.
34 degrees is not much, so you're pretty much broadside to Europe off the east, aren't you?
Yes, it's aimed towards Europe, and that was our plan.
Good. Well, I made my holes just a little bit bigger than a 16th. That just seemed like it was so small that the tension on the water sometimes wouldn't drain out. So I don't know that much accumulates in there, but I made mine just a little bit bigger.
Was that you made a little bit bigger?
My weep holes and my ballon. Let me talk to my sister here. I'll be right back to you.
Okay, I'm going to watch the weather. This is NZERO TR.